Most of you have heard the name of C.S. Lewis, brilliant writer, intellectual whose works define Christian theology and dogmatics or defense in apologetics in a variety of ways. Also known for a children's classic, a series of works known as The Chronicles of Narnia. Some of you would know that before he became a powerful Christian voice, C.S. Lewis was an avowed atheist who believed, in fact, that God was an unintelligible concept, an unreal possibility, and even if by chance God was real, we could not know God. But as Lewis once observed, a young atheist can never be too careful about what they might read. And while he was wounded during World War I, he happened to pick up the work of a man by the name of G.K. Chesterton, a brilliant Christian writer whose arguments in behalf of God's reality and the cogency of the Christian faith were so powerful and convincing that C.S. Lewis found himself in his doubt shaken to his roots. Reading Chesterton's powerful testimony for the Christian faith dashed Lewis's thought that Christianity was not intellectually defensible, and it set him on a pilgrimage to a redemptive relationship with Jesus Christ. The irony is that G.K. Chesterton, before he was a Christian, was also an avowed atheist. A brilliant young mind who, even as a teenager, read all of the works of modern philosophy, all of the works of modern psychology, and was sure the Christian faith could not be accepted. But he had a very analytical mind. And as he began to analyze the world, he came to the startling, confounding conclusion that Christianity explained the way the world was, the way it was, better than any modern philosophy. He began to turn his analytical eye upon himself, and he realized, Christianity explains the way I am, better than any modern psychology. And as Chesterton began to examine himself and the world, he began to realize life is amazing and precious because it is an opportunity. And the very measure of life is happiness. And the measure of happiness is gratitude. And that became a problem. Because Chesterton realized that life in its very essence was a gift. But as an atheist, he had no one to thank for the gift. And he realized if life is a gift, there must be a giver. In the very marrow of his bones, he felt this intense gratitude for life. And he realized that gratitude was imprinted upon his soul. If he bore the imprint of gratitude, someone must have imprinted it. And that someone had to be God. And so he began a search for the giver of the gift of life, a search that allowed him to thank the someone who blessed him with existence. Chesterton's profound insight was validated this weekend, if you happened to watch a little bit of football along the way. A running back or wide receiver breaks into the end zone and they're filled with joy. They're overcome with a sense of blessedness, and yes, they celebrate with teammates, but some of them are so overwhelmed with happiness, they cannot help but point to the heavens in gratitude. There are moments in our own life when we feel incredibly blessed, when we're suffused with joy. And in those moments, we feel keenly the imprint of gratitude. We feel amazingly blessed, and something within us calls us to lift our eyes to heaven to thank the blesser. That's what this meal is. We come to this table in an act of gratitude that the God of this universe loves us. The God of this universe poured himself out in love for us that we might be in redemptive relationship. The bread that we eat, the cup that we drink, is symbolic of the depth of divine love, the sacrificial cost of divine redemption. When we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we give vent to that feeling of gratitude, thankful for life, thankful for blessings, and thankful for eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. As we eat this bread and drink this cup, we allow the imprint of gratitude within us to give full expression to the God from whom all of our blessings flow. People say Thanksgiving is not a spiritual holiday. That's wrong. In its very essence, it is. Because in our souls, we feel there must be someone to thank for this vast, complex, wonderful universe we call life. And so we gather around this table in joy and in thankfulness.